Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the show, and tonight it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away, so enjoy it. And the main feature of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by posting interesting things that you find online, whether they be videos or news articles or blog posts. You post it to our site. Other listeners can then vote up or vote down on whether they like or dislike it, and the most popular items will make it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. Now, we're actually, to start things out here tonight, we're going to do a follow-up interview. Normally, we don't have guests on the show, but we've actually got somebody on tonight who we had on about half a decade ago. Miss Anne is with us, calling from Indianapolis. She's able to listen on WXNT out there. And actually, you're formerly known as Miss Anne. These days, you go by the name Melissa, which I think is your real name, Melissa Donaghy. Melissa, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. It's good to be back again. I love you guys.
Well, it's great to have you back, and glad you're doing well. The last time we had you on the show, you were Miss Anne, and you were would dominatrix be the appropriate term?
That would be the term.
Can you bring our listeners up to speed? Because in the last 5 years, we've added a whole bunch of radio stations.
Yeah,
and
the chances of somebody having listened to both of those shows is pretty slim.
So
need a little recap.
So, yeah, give our listeners a recap as to what we were talking with you about 5 years ago when we first had you on the show.
Well, the city of Indianapolis came after me with a zoning violation for being a home-based dominatrix with a dungeon. And I ran my business to the letter of the law, right down to filing and paying my taxes each year. They sent a vice cop in to do a session with me, and the session is absolutely hilarious. But anyway, long story short, the city filed a zoning lawsuit against me. No warning, no request to shut down, nothing civil like that. I got a lawsuit and a press conference downtown with all the city's muckety-mucks broadcast on all the TV stations. So not only did they effectively put my really low-key little business out of commission for a while, but they had an injunction to keep me from working, and I was compelled to go to court and face them. Hmm. And that's where you guys came in. You brought me in on the show, if you recall. It was about the zoning thugs across America, and I was just one example. And I can't thank you enough for doing that, because you guys helped give me some sea legs and give me some confidence. And so what happened after that is I started thinking about our mayor and why he would do that to me, and I realized it was likely because he wanted to divert public attention away from what he was doing down at City Hall to me. And so I started studying the blogs. That's kind of where I began to learn. And we're lucky in Indianapolis. We have some good blogs written by lawyers who, you know, you could say they know where all the skeletons are buried. And I started to learn a whole lot. And then I'd always been a libertarian, but I started really volunteering for the libertarians and volunteering for the fair tax, which was a cause near and dear to my heart. And I learned a lot about the fair tax, and I started to get involved slowly. Well, then what happened? Oh, and the whole time this is going on, I'm litigating the city. We actually ended up going through 20 months worth of litigation. But anyway, long story short, in the beginning of 2007, I was reading on the blogs all of this panic about the new property tax bills coming. And, you know, being a homeowner in a pretty nice neighborhood myself, I was concerned about what, you know, it was going to do to our property taxes. Mm-hmm. And I kept my eye on this very closely. Well, a couple weeks before they actually sent the bills out, I was able to look up my increase on the city's website, and I was horrified. And I was like, oh, holy cow, what are they going to do to our neighborhood? It's going to, you know, it's going to ruin it. And so I decided to do something, and I hopped on my bicycle, and I rode house to house, and the neighborhood's huge. And the bike ride was like 10 hours, and I summoned my neighbors to go to the governor's mansion, which is in our neighborhood, and bring their pitchforks, and I literally told them to get their pitchforks out of the garage. And we gathered, and that's how it started. And then 3 weeks later, we had the first Indiana Tea Party in 2007. Myself and other activist volunteers, we took that tea party on the road, and we would bring it to other cities. We made a huge, giant tea bag that said Hoosiers for Fair Taxation, and we would tell people to bring their property tax assessments. We would put them in the tea bag, and then we had a big long rope on the tea bag, and we would dunk it off the city's bridge into, you know, a canal or river, whatever waterway was available in the city, and basically make a big spectacle of our property tax notices. And also at the same time, a lot of people were unhappy with the very same mayor that came after me, so we sort of harnessed all that energy of angst toward the mayor and focused it like a laser beam through an entire summer full of hilarious antics. So where would you like to start?
Hilarious antics. That sounds like fun. What was that all about?
Okay, well, I guess the first hilarious antic I ever did was before I became a tax activist. It was back when the city had its zoning suit going. And as part of their zoning suit, after I filed an answer to the courts to their complaint against me, they said that they wanted to have city officials come into my house with cameras and measuring tapes. They wanted to measure my whole house. Evidently, I think they thought that they could twist things and get me on maybe having too much of my square footage of my house devoted to this home-based business, which was totally legal.
Yeah, and even if and no matter what, you would have had too much space. I mean, if it was a closet, it would have been too much space.
Well, it's interesting. They actually dropped this, and I think the reason they dropped that that particular path of pursuit against me is because of how we greeted them when they arrived. I decided that I would have a submissive there in collar, and he was someone that was around my house a lot, serving them tea and cookies. And then I brought in a couple of people I knew in the media that were, you know, interested in this story but friendly, and I had them photographing the city officials photographing my house, and I sort of turned it into a bit of a circus and had people over and sort of made it a light, fun affair, including my lawyer. He was there, too, watching every minute of it. So we sort of turned the tables back on them, and
nice.
I think it sent a clear message that, you know, I'm not going to go away.
I like that. They come to come to your house with cameras, and you come back with cameras. You have cameras ready for them when they arrive to photograph them. That bureaucrats don't like being
photographed. Not to mention that, but some guy in a diaper and a collar.
Right.
Well, no, he didn't have a diaper on. He had on a black T-shirt and black slacks. But, you know,
Did you administer a spanking to him while they were there?
I don't want to give your listeners the wrong impression that it was like that overboard. But and then we did other things, too. Like, we made these yards of shame. We would get together in a guy's garage with, you know, a bunch of art supplies. And I went on to the city's website and took all the heads of our city councilors that voted to raise our county option income tax right on the back of these massive property taxes. And these tax bills were so much higher. I mean, some of my neighbors had bills that went up $1,000 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? The government puts a gun to your head and says, you are worth $1,000 more a month?
Yeah, it is imaginable because that's what they do. Hang on, Melissa. We're going to bring you back. You've got time to stick with us, right?
Sure.
All right, great. More with Melissa, Miss Ann Donaghy in moments.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are free, including our listening options. We've got live streams available around the clock, broadband and dial-up versions, our webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen, again, all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all available free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
These days, just like me, most people include multivitamins as part of their regular diets. But with so much of this, that stuff out there, where do you start? Well, let's talk to Mike Buck, all the way from Hawaii, about New Zealand's Nature B. Mike Buck?
Hello there, guys. And, you know, you're right. And Nature B is the only supplement on the planet with a money-back guarantee. Let me tell you something. If you're a regular vitamin popper, here's a pop quiz. How many different supplements are you taking every day? Do you know what's in them? Is it chemicals? How much do you feel better for this stuff? And by the way, can you tell which of them really work?
Well, I sure feel great today and I take my Nature B every day, particularly because now I know that plant pollen contains all the vitamins and minerals that I need for maximum energy.
It absolutely does. I mean, you know, you can go to the health food store and get very confused, hundreds and hundreds of different bottles. You just don't need them. Nature B is going to change your day, even your attitude. It's a power pack. You take those two little capsules first in the morning, 150 micronutrients, you're good to go.
Is there any kind of real difference from taking Nature B? Because I've noticed multivitamins, I've taken those all my life, and I've never noticed a difference from taking them.
After you start taking Nature B for a little while, different folks feel different things. Unexpected energy is one of the big benefits, but a beautiful night's sleep, and that gives you hope to get through the day. So there is the difference. And by the way, you can sell the difference because of that money-back guarantee. 6 months supply, still just $99.95 plus delivery. And Free Talk Live gets 3 more months for free. Right to your door with that money-back guarantee. Call the toll-free number and find out for yourself. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Or online, you bet. Nature B. That's naturebee.com.
You know, since I've started taking Nature B, I've never slept better in my life. So be like me. Do it. Call them at 866-834-8355 right now or click on naturebee.com.
We're on with Melissa Miss Ann Donahue, well, formerly known as Miss Ann. That's how we knew her 5 years ago when we had her on the show the first time to talk about how the city thugs in Indianapolis were attacking her because she was running a business out of her home, and I guess she didn't fill out their paperwork and give them bribe money, so they decided to go after her for it. Melissa, you're back with us here, and the excitement didn't end there. You got involved in some kind of very silly antics that got some good press attention for you and embarrassed the politicians, and you were beginning to tell us some of those stories.
Oh, yeah, and I'm so glad that I have this opportunity to do so. The reason I wanted to come back on again is because I think that there has got to be thousands of your listeners out there that are right now being nudged to do something, to just get up and do something. For me, it was to get up and get on my bicycle and ride house to house and tell my neighbors to get their pitchforks and go meet at the governor's mansion on the 4th of July to protest what just landed in their mailboxes in the form of a property tax bill. But if you're getting that nudge out there, I think that it's like a nudge from the divine, and you should answer the call. And what is extraordinary, when you answer the call, it's so amazing because you get these tools and these resources that seem to just fall out of the sky at the exact moment that you need them. And there is like this whole flow that's created. And it is absolutely the most extraordinary thing I've ever experienced. And it's just because I got up and I did what I thought was right. And another thing.
I happen to agree with that. By the way, Miss Ann, I keep calling you Miss Ann. You don't mind that, though, right?
You can call me Miss Ann. I don't care.
Another thing, Miss Ann, is that you're absolutely right. When people are feeling like they should do something, if they get up and they do it, then there's a real synergy that can be created because others will be inspired by their example, and they will find the courage within themselves to also stand up and speak out or maybe engage in civil disobedience or non-cooperation and getting active in some way, shape, or form. We've certainly seen that really to quite an extent up here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, hundreds of people literally moving together in order to get active for freedom. So absolutely agree. People should do more than just complain.
And you know that the Free State Project is something near and dear to my heart, and I've moved along now to the point where I sit and fantasize about New Hampshire real estate, and I get on your blogs and I look around, and you know, I'm starting to learn about your state because one day I may want to move there. But for now, Indiana, I think, is still where I belong. And in working with the network here that we established, that we kind of informally call the Justice League, I'm Catwoman. but we have a whole host of characters that are involved with this. And again, I can't stress enough how important it is. If your listeners are being nudged to do something, that they do it. And it is so easy to focus on a local level and get something done. A lot of our media focuses our attention at Washington. The new Tea Parties that have started up are all focused on federal issues. But literally, we have filthy backyards. And I believe that if everybody just worked on cleaning up their own backyard, worked on issues like state sovereignty and 10th Amendment and focused their energies there, I think that we would get a whole lot more done.
I agree. I think politics is local every time, because it's how you live your life on the local level, which will trickle up to the top. Focusing on these bigger issues is easy when you have the media, because the media says, well, everybody knows Barack Obama is the president for everybody, but not everybody has a state senator, same state senator, same even representative in the same in some states. Obviously, most states. So it's not possible for the media to focus on representatives and what they're doing, and it's not possible for them to focus on local issues. It's much easier for the media to just kind of take the big picture, and that's where people end up focusing, and it's not the place they should be.
I think your story, Ms. Anna, is a great example of somebody who was you were busy with your own life, you were doing your own thing, and then all of a sudden the government comes along and chooses you to be its next victim. And you didn't just roll over and take it like so many other people did. You stood up for what you believed in. You got active, and it ended up turning into something even bigger. As you're pointing out, you've got your own website, or I guess you're involved with HoosiersForFairTaxation.com. Now, I don't think taxation can ever be fair.
Yeah, I started that blog. But,
okay, that's your blog.
The blog was started to document our activism,
got
basically.
It. And so can folks who are maybe in Indianapolis or listening in Indiana get in touch with you via that that website?
Yeah, I'll put a link with my email up. And also, if your listeners want to know blow by blow how we did everything, all they have to do is go back to the very first blog entry and read forward.
Great. Well, I want to encourage them to do that. Hopefully, we're not getting preempted by sports tonight. I looked at WXNT's schedule, and I don't think that we are, so we probably have our indie audience listening to you. And, Ms. Sand, I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live and giving us an update tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate hearing from you. And again, Indiana folks, go to HoosiersForFairTaxation.com if you want to get in touch with Miss Ann, get involved with her. Exciting, I think, creative brand of activism. And I thank you for the call tonight, Miss Ann. We'll talk to you again. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. It's Saturday night on Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and we're here to talk to you about whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us, including our news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You'll receive updates in whatever ways you think are best. You can get them via email or Twitter or Facebook. So head on over to news.freetalklive.com. I just sent out an update this afternoon announcing that our interview with radio talk show host and internet phenomenon Alex Jones is now up on our website for your downloading convenience. And I just have to say I am so amused by some of his listeners' responses to our interview on his show. If you go to the YouTube, I guess one of his listeners has a YouTube channel where he posts all of Alex's videos. Alex has his own channel where he posts his videos, but he doesn't have the comment option turned on. But one of his listeners reposts them all with the comment option turned on, and I was reading those today. Very, very funny. They think that we're New World Order infiltrators and tools. And my favorite one is where they call one of them calls us crackpots. So one of Alex Jones listeners calling us.
Basically a conspiracy theorist show, which is a great one. It's the best of its genre and well-researched. But
and I thought we had a good conversation with him, really. I thought it was productive. And
just saying, it's kind of funny.
It was friendly. So you can go get that, and you'll know first when we do things like that because we send it out to the news list over at news.freetalklive.com. That's how you can get signed up. Our number here, 800-259-9231. Coming up, morality. And somebody critiquing us on our position on the Arizona, this boycott of Arizona businesses. And I want to get into that, but I'm going to go to your phone calls first because your calls are the point of the show. Let's go first to Don, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Don. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Don in Tampa.
Yes, Don, you're on the air.
The thing in Arizona where they say they don't want to cost people and make them prove who they are and stuff like that. You know, here in Florida, I was leaving church early, and they called the cops and had me produce my identification, and I didn't think I needed ID to walk from church, so I didn't produce it, and they arrested me to get my ID.
Really? On what charge?
When they made up disorderly conduct?
I was obstructing an officer, but he was obstructing me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
For them to call the police, you know, it's like 10 years after George Bush declared Jesus a Republican.
And, when did this happen to you? Was this very recent?
This is January 24th, 3 days after they decided that the corporation can spend any amount of money to influence elections.
So you're walking down the street in Tampa.
I'm walking out of church.
And the cops decide they want to get your ID from you because they don't like the way you look.
Somebody from the church called the police, and the police asked me for my ID, and I said no, and they're not going to give me my ID. And, you know, I didn't know you had to have, in Germany in 1939, you have to produce your papers to prove who you are. And in Arizona, you have to produce your papers to prove who you are. But
apparently, you know, not in Florida, you have to as well. This is very typical. Even if it's illegal what they did, even if it's against their own rules, they'll just do it anyway, and they'll be found exonerated. They'll be exonerated after the fact by some court.
What happened in the church that the police were called? I mean, I've been in plenty of churches, never had the police called. What happened?
Did you ever leave early?
I've left church early, sure.
I went to the Unity Church across the street. I walked up and down the aisle, and there weren't any seats in the center aisle. So I went across the street to the Unitarian Church, and the guy in the Unity Church got his nose out of joint. So he called the police and, you know, started saying, he met me at the door of the other church. He said, don't go in there. They don't want you. And I've been to both churches. You know, I was married in the Unity Church, and I presented a open issues forum at the Unitarian Church.
So wait a minute. Let me see if I'm following this. The guy from the Unity Church called the cops on you because you were going to go to the Unitarian Church because he believed that the Unitarian Church didn't want you?
Well, I walked up and down the aisle of the Unity Church without being seated. You know, there were no seats in the center aisle. I walked out of that church, and he called the cops. And when I got to the door of the Unitarian Church after parking in the back of the lot, he met me at the door of the Unitarian Church. He says, don't go in there. They don't want you here.
It's crazy.
You know, I've been to the Unitarian Church. I presented an open issues forum on federal election law in August of 2007. And, you know, they pretty much knew who I was.
The Unitarians are pretty open-minded folks, from what I understand. Mark, you used to go to Unitarian Church. Would they have turned away?
I like their open issues forum where you get to about 9:30 every morning every place in the United States. They have a discussion. You know, I like two-way conversations.
Hey, Mark, you used to go to a Unitarian church. Would they have turned someone away who was coming from another church?
I never saw them turn anyone away. I mean,
the Unitarian minister holds the short blonde guy from the Unity Church up for the person who called the police. Hmm. You know, we didn't call the police, he says. They called the police.
So what's going on with the arrest? I mean, they arrested you to get identification from you, and then I presume they let you go once they processed you. What happened after that?
I got to the jail. I put my hands on the counter like they asked me to. I said, I want a lawyer who can take a case to the U.S. Supreme Court who's qualified to argue constitutional law. And I kept repeating that over and over again. And they put me in solitary confinement. When I came up to have my picture taken, they asked me a question. I didn't answer them. I said, I need a lawyer who can practice constitutional law. And I want to, you know, and they put me back in solitary confinement. And then they Baker acted me. They said I was a danger to myself and others. And, you know, I thought I had the right to remain silent. But they asked me a question. I just said, I need a lawyer who can practice constitutional law to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I'm afraid you've committed one of the highest offenses in the nation, and it is sometimes punishable by up to death. It is contempt of cop. And, you know, if you don't do what these guys with these Napoleon complexes, these petty tyrants in some cases, certainly not all police are this way, but I'll tell you, it seems more and more it's looked – they just look away. When one of their own is doing it, they just look away. The idea that a man should – have to produce his ID.
They used to have a Miranda warning.
What's
that? They used to have a Miranda warning. There was no Miranda warning. And the only thing I was doing was exactly what the Miranda warning used to say.
Yeah. Well, in fact, our friend, Don, our friend Sam from ObscuredTruth.com spent 58 days in jail last year because he, like you, refused to answer their questions. He was using his right, so-called right to remain silent. But apparently, even though you have a right to remain silent, they have a right to put you behind bars for as long as they want to on things like contempt of court charges, which is what, they can hit somebody with any old time they want to, or make some crap up like disobeying an officer or disorderly conduct or some other catch-all crime that they can charge people with. It's absolutely outrageous. So did they find you guilty down the line? Has that played out yet?
No, I filed a writ. When I got to the nut house, I filed a writ saying that I wanted an attorney. There was no Miranda rights read. I needed an attorney that could argue to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I explained it all in the writ that I filed. And I never got an attorney. I went to face their psychiatrist in the morning and three mental health workers. I had my website on the back of my T-shirt and rated subhuman on the front, and they asked me to explain it. And I said, I filed an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to be heard in the case of Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission, and I declared as a candidate for President of the United States Democrat every single election cycle for 23 years. And I proved my qualifications, and I'm against the federal election law of 1971.
So, Don, we got to wrap the story up quick. Did they let you out? What happened?
They let me out and nullprofited.
Nullprofited. So after all of that time, so I mean, is there going to be a way that you can sue them back for false arrest? Probably not, right?
I don't know. I can't find a lawyer right now to take the case. I keep calling these 1-800 numbers.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. I had a friend when I was down in Sarasota, Florida, where I was born and raised. A friend of mine was harassed by the police, kept on the side of the road for hours as they searched through his car. They brought dogs out. They scratched up his paint job, tore up his carpet, just destroyed his vehicle. And he went around looking for a lawyer who could take the case. And none of them that he talked to in Sarasota, Florida, wanted to go up against the police department. They're all scared. I thank you, Don, for the call. I'm sorry that happened to you. I'd recommend you go to freestateproject.org, learn about the Free State Project, get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are willing to make a stand for freedom. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. It's so sad, though. This stuff's happening all across the country. 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to share whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration,
As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations across the country and bring more internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the program. You get access to perks like the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, as well as a podcast. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options available as well. amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, I got an email from an amplifier here that he's quitting his amp, and I wanted to share that and his reasons why in a little bit. But first, we'll continue with your phone calls. Joe, listening in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hey, hello. How are you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Joe?
Well, I had something I wanted to bring up, but the last caller kind of brought something else to my mind regarding the Arizona law and the drug war. I wanted to bring something up regarding the global surveillance state. Now, I'm sure I've heard you talk about the surveillance in the U.S. Here in Phoenix, there's cameras basically on every street corner. And mm-hmm. Around the U.S., these cameras are everywhere. In the U.K., it's incredible the amount of CCTV cameras they have.
Yeah, they literally have millions of cameras in London.
I wasn't sure if you were aware of a recent news story regarding a pilot program that's being implemented in a pretty large city across the border in Mexico in the state of Sonora. A private company out of Dallas has implemented like a multi-year $20 million program to, they're coupling with a local communications company in the city and working with the state security, state police to have facial recognition cameras in the city, and it's all, of course, based on the premise that they want to fight the drug trafficking. What's really disturbing, kind of, is the company out of Dallas is kind of an offshoot of a company that's involved with the Bush family, And I'm not sure if you know of Jeb Bush. He was involved in a security company back in 2001. But I found it really disturbing that they're trying, or saying they're trying to fight this drug war and these drug traffickers with this company that has potential ties to the CIA. And, you know, it's going into Mexico and...
So you're saying they're putting cameras up in Mexico or in the United States?
Yes, in a city in Mexico.
In Mexico.
Called Hermosillo.
Gotcha.
There's about a million people. That's about...
Well, maybe the technology is better these days, but a while back they tried that in Ybor City in Tampa, and it didn't work very well, so they ended up scrapping the program. I imagine the tech is better today, but it's the government, so they're going to screw something up, and that usually is going to mean that people will be false identified as somebody that's wanted. That means that people will end up getting arrested who should not have been arrested, and it's never a good thing when you put the government in charge of anything, even if it's just identifying criminals, because they're going to botch it up. I mean, look at all the people that have been on death row, released from death row over the last couple of decades, because later on they were exonerated.
200.
Yeah, but they were exonerated.
Not
by,
all of them have been exonerated, but yeah.
Well, they were exonerated far enough to not be on death row anymore, right? So they were vindicated.
Yeah, some people got pardoned in Illinois, but there were more than 150 people have been exonerated, found not guilty, released from prison, from death row since the early 70s. I mean, it just goes to show how incompetent the government is in finding guilty parties.
Yeah, I want to thank you for the call tonight, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And this is something you can expect more of as this crackdown continues on terrorism and immigration and drug dealers and whatever other specter comes next for the government to the scapegoat for the government to put all the blame on. All the problems in society are coming from fill in the blank. And so they're going to come up with more ways to create this Orwellian police state that is currently being built as we speak. It's happening. They're putting together programs, as he's pointing out, with cameras popping up all over the place. What was it, Houston? They had the drones flying over the cities now instead of cops in their cars.
Yeah, the Predator drones.
Right, unmanned planes flying about the skies with cameras mounted on them. That's pretty scary. Of course, New York City popping up cameras everywhere.
These are weapons of war. And if the government is employing weapons of war against its citizens, I find that to be an extraordinarily crazy, dangerous thing.
So you've got all that. You've got
police have tanks now.
Yeah, you've got the militarization of the police. You've got the snitch programs that encourage Americans to snitch out their friends and their family, whether it's to the IRS, to
zoning officials. I mean, everything.
Right.
They've got a program that they piloted out I don't have the story in here in front of me recent
for the kids.
Yeah, with the kids.
Kentucky.
It was in Kentucky to have them just look for zoning violations and get awards and treats and things like that for turning their neighbors in on their way home.
Yep, exactly right. So there are all kinds of stories like this across the news.
When I was a child, sitting in my mom's 1971 Cutlass. The sparkly rust brown color with a cabriolet top that she had, one of the ways that she explained how we were different than the Ruskies, the bad guys at the time,
mm-hmm.
was that they would have their kids in school. They would encourage the children to snitch on the parents. I have no idea if this was done, but that's what I was told.
It's done here,
and now here in the United States, that's what the schools are encouraging the kids to do, to snitch on their own parents.
Yeah, in DARE class, for instance, DARE students in some cases will be asked.
Help your parents' kids.
Right, right. Yeah, just tell us if you know your parents are smoking pot, then just tell me. I'm friendly Officer DARE, and you can tell me, and we'll get your parents the help they need. Which means they're going to help them into a jail cell as they help the kids into a foster home where they'll be molested. Or likely be molested.
Certainly not with their parents.
Yeah.
I mean, what's worse, a child living in the home with a parent or two that smokes marijuana, which as far as I'm concerned is less harmful than alcohol. The,
mm-hmm.
the most harmful thing about marijuana is the fact that the government has made it illegal. Or to have that kid in a foster home while his parents are serving time, and all of us have to pay for it.
Seems like a no-brainer to me. So there's just across the board, and now you've got people calling for more police statism. They want more identification requirements. They want more cameras. They want raids of businesses. Those have been happening, too, where these government goons will come in, kick in a door. You know, you normally, when you see the SWAT team out with their military gear, you expect it to be a drug raid, which
some kind of criminal charge.
Right. It's bad enough on its own that they're doing all those drug raids and they're hurting people and they're raiding the wrong homes, etc. But normally when you see that happening, you think it's a drug raid. Well, no, now they've got immigration raids where they go into businesses and they kick in doors and they check people's IDs and they check through the filing cabinets.
Paperwork.
Right. And then they round up a bunch of workers and they put a business out of business. And of course, people are cheering it on. Say, get those illegals here, get them.
Don't forget that those people they're rounding up, by and large, have children. And then what happens with the kids?
You're destroying families, of course. But that doesn't matter to the people that want to crack down. They're not humans, Mark. And so therefore, they don't deserve to be treated as such. And so they just, you know, it just continues to get worse. Now they've got this program. The federal government has. What is it called? It's like an ID check program where basically a verification or something like that, where it's in a test phase now. It's not mandated. It's in a test phase where companies can join voluntarily. So companies like Dunkin' Donuts, which is why I don't eat at Dunkin' Donuts, have joined in the early test phase. And basically the idea is when somebody goes to get a job at one of these places, they have to run their name. They run their names voluntarily through a federal database to verify that they have the papers and that they can work in the United States. And so they run the name, and if the name doesn't pass, they don't get the job. And they want to implement that program across the board, every company around the country. And to add to that, they want to have a worker identification card. And you heard about Real ID a few years ago. That got kind of shot down, thank goodness. But now
it's just coming through the back door.
Right.
They're just going to bring the Real ID, which America and the states said no to. They're going to bring it back in the form of this worker card. Because who would have had the Real IDs anyway? People young enough to still be driving and old enough to drive. Mm-hmm. So those will be the people with the IDs anyway. Those are the people that are generally working. There are certainly some people who have retired.
It's 99%. I mean, 98%, 95%. So get ready, because the national ID card is coming back. And are you going to cheer it on when it happens? Or are you going to, yeah, get them illegals. I'll be happy to show my national ID. Whatever it is, I'll carry it around with me everywhere I go. Even in the shower, I'll have it with me, because I'm a good citizen. I'll do whatever it is I'm told. 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll talk about morality or whatever's on your mind. Coming back, hour two.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.